My name is Jason Spies with Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism. My son Otis and I would like to take this moment to thank everyone involved with the Bakken Shale Play. From the trucking companies to the oil companies to the hotel operators to the restaurateur. It takes a big team to keep this economy moving. And my son and I are happy to be a part of it. You see, I'm running my 9-year-old son's company right now. Because in 20 years when he's ready to take over, the Bakken will still be a world-class shale play. And our company will become a second-generation business. Hold on a minute, am I running my grandson's company or my great-grandson's company? Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. And what a fantastic program we have in store for you. It looks like a new refinery is coming to North Dakota, out near Belfield, North Dakota. And we talk with the CEO, William Prentice. Then we travel to the MHA Nation and talk with Missouri River Resources Chairman of the Board, Ken Hall. Jim Volker, the CEO of Whiting Petroleum. We talk liquid natural gas with Patrick Hughes, the CEO of Prairie Companies, and Doug Burgum, entrepreneur, philanthropist, and gubernatorial candidate for North Dakota. All that plus much, much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. The 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Armies West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bakken Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Doug Burgum, entrepreneur, philanthropist, and gubernatorial candidate for North Dakota.
We're very confident that we're going to win on June 14th, and we feel great about the entire last 6 months, but we've traveled 16,000 miles across North Dakota on the ground, held events in 63 different cities, hundreds of events in 63 cities, met thousands of North Dakotans, and through that process, I got a good feel for the mood of the state and what people are feeling, and particularly in the northwestern part of the state, understanding that people are hurting, during this downturn, understanding what the needs are of people, and people've got, the stories are inspiring, and people's passion and perseverance and optimism, all that's great. But I truly believe in the future of our state, but we got some challenges right now, and I think the first responsibility of a leader is to acknowledge the problems, because that's the only way you can solve them. So I feel great about the campaign, but I'm excited about the opportunity to have a chance to lead this state.
You've made a few tours out to Western North Dakota. Speaking of challenges, what are your thoughts of the activity, either pre-boom, post-boom, during the boom? Just your thoughts of Western North Dakota.
Well, first of all, energy has been amazing for North Dakota. It's such an essential part of what we've been able to accomplish, and it's an essential part of where we're going to, for us to be able to reach our potential as a state. We've been blessed with all these natural resources, and certainly we've been blessed with the resources of the soil, but being blessed with what's beneath is incredible. And of course, the advances of technology that allowed us to tap into this, much of that technology pioneered right here, has been incredible. It's changed the dynamics of politics in the world based on what hardworking men and women have done in North Dakota. So it's amazing. But we have to figure out how to make sure we're managing that resource wisely, so that we're at the city level, the county level, the state level, and for the private companies that have come in and taken all the risk. Think of the amount of capital these companies have deployed, the amount of talent that's been attracted here. I'm a private sector guy, and believe me, I appreciate that these oil companies have a choices about where their capital flows. I've led and worked in a global company. These oil companies are all global companies. They can choose where they place their capital, and we have to make sure that we've got an operating environment here in North Dakota that's attractive for people to deploy their capital.
Governor Schaefer referred to the Bakken as a technology boom. You mentioned technology. What are your thoughts and comments on that? It's not an oil boom, it's a technology boom.
Well, it is. And I mean, when you think about the, when we've had, a lot of things, politically can affect prices of oil, and it's a global market. So you've got political disruption or fear that can drive markets, but it's also supply and demand is the fundamental driver of any market. And I spent my whole life growing up being told that we're going to run out of oil. I mean, from the minute I left high school, through my whole life, we're going to run out of oil. I mean, every expert, every book, every projection, every author. And then where are we at now? The world's awash in oil. And part of the reason we're awash in oil is because the technology, both with, the horizontal drilling and the hydraulic fracturing, which has allowed us to tap into shale oil plays, not just in the Bakken, but all over the world, has really changed the supply dynamic in the world, and that's an interesting thing, and it's good for the United States for sure that we've had a resurgence in oil production in the United States. But again, it's technology driven, and if you take a look at the new technologies that are coming, that allow us to have the drilling be more accurate, the fracking to be more productive. It's just, the future looks very bright because we can keep lowering our marginal cost of production. Through technology is going to allow us to continue to be competitive, because in a world with excess supply, marginal cost matters.
Isn't that crazy? 10 years ago, peak oil, today, a glut of oil in the marketplace.
I mean, I'm just glad I didn't spend my life writing peak oil articles, because you'd be like, to basically have to find out that something that you held dear as a principle was just absolutely not true. But technology does this to people, not just in oil, but look at ag, we're gonna run out of food. I mean, when I was a kid, we're gonna run out of food, there's gonna be too many people in the world, population explosion, we're all gonna starve to death. And now, we got American farmers that are, so productive that we've actually still have declining rural populations in some part of our state, even as our output and production increases. But again, the technology, look at these Case IH quad tractors that are, manufactured right here in Fargo, they got more technology on that machine than we had on the lunar lander. That's not a joke. I mean, it's not an exaggeration. I mean, it is incredible the technology that we're packing into both, both oil and agriculture.
I always give the example of the punch cards. We used to do, you probably remember the old punch card days. So, I mean, from punch cards to the Apple IIc to, here the iPad. Where's North Dakota going with technology?
Well, this is one of the reasons I'm running, because I've been talking about we have a changing economy, but when I describe that, it's changing in two ways. One is that we're in a really in a position of a downturn or a recession, however you want to call it. So we have to acknowledge that, and we have to right-size government to match the flows of dollars that are coming into government. But the second thing, which is not temporary, which is a permanent change in the economy, is that we're moving into a digital economy. And when a digital economy occurs, it affects every job, every company, every industry, and it should be affecting every government service, because right now there's a lot of barriers called regulation which slow down how rapidly we're changing education or how rapidly we're advancing healthcare because of regulation. But those are also industries where the United States spends a lot of money, which also we can get higher productivity and better output through the application of technology in everything that government does.
To listen to the full-length interview with Doug Burgum, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
The Real American Jam, a concert benefiting the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th, 16th, and 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch west of Medora. Joe Diffie, Corb Lund, Ned Ledoux, Bart Crow, and more will be performing. Tickets available now at realamericanjam.com. Camping's available. Call to reserve a spot, 701-623-4200. The Real American Jam, for the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th through the 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. realamericanjam.com and buffalogapguestranch.com has complete details.
The 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Armies West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bakken Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the fourth annual Bakken Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's the fourth annual Bakken Barbecue.